Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk. I'm Kelly Higgins, one of your teachers here at Fluency Academy. I'm glad you're here today, and I hope your week is going well. We prepared this episode especially to help you improve your English a little more while doing your own personal activities. And speaking of activities, do you have any plans for the weekend? Stick around and we'll have a chat about that. But before that, remember that to read this episode's dialogue and extra content, you can access our portal, fluencytv.com. Make sure to check it out. The best way to practice your pronunciation here with me is by using your loud voice, okay? You need to hear yourself speaking. So grab some water because you have to speak up every time you hear this sound. Don't be shy. I'll be here to explain structures and pronunciation details all along the way. Today, we're going to listen to a conversation between friends. They're having a classic conversation, plans for the weekend. Lucas is forgetting something very important. Are you ready to listen? Come on, let's go.
Hey, Anne, how's it going?
Hey, Lucas, I'm pretty good. Do you have any plans for Thursday?
Well, I have to work.
No, you don't. It's a bank holiday.
It is? Oh, that's awesome.
I was thinking, since we're not working, I'm going to the beach. Would you like to join me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, so did someone make an invitation? Let's listen one more time.
Hey, Anne, how's it going?
Hey, Lucas, I'm pretty good. Do you have any plans for Thursday?
Well, I have to work.
No, you don't. It's a bank holiday.
It is? Oh, that's awesome.
I was thinking, since we're not working, I'm going to the beach. Would you like to join me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, let's get started. Lucas speaks first, saying a classic greeting. He says, "Hey, Anne, how's it going?" This is a casual way of saying hello. It's always a good option. Repeat. "Hey, Anne." "Hey, Anne." "How is it going?" "How is it going?" We're going to join "how" and "is" together. Repeat. "How's it going?" "Hey, Anne. How's it going?" Anne replies with a longer line. She says, "Hey, Lucas, I'm pretty good. Do you have any plans for Thursday?" So her answer to "how's it going" is, "I'm pretty good." "Pretty good" is a good option for daily conversation. It expresses that you're okay, just normal. Say it with me. "I'm pretty good." "I'm pretty good." "I'm pretty good." "Hey, Lucas, I'm pretty good." "Hey, Lucas, I'm pretty good." And she continues with the question. "Do you have any plans for Thursday?" Repeat. "Do you have any plans? Do you have any plans for Thursday?" "Do you have any plans for Thursday?" "Do you have any plans for, do you have any plans for?" And here is where you can ask about anything. You can ask about the weekend, about a day of the week, a time of day. Anne is asking about Thursday specifically. Repeat. Thursday. Thursday. Do you have any plans for Thursday? Do you have any plans for Thursday? If she wanted to know about that night, what question could she ask? Do you have any plans for tonight? Again, do you have any plans for tonight? If she wanted to know about the weekend, she could ask, do you have any plans for the weekend? Do you have any plans for the weekend? So, how can you ask your friends weekend plans? Do you have any plans for the weekend? Excellent work. Now let's get back to the dialogue. The question was about Thursday. So Lucas answers, well, I have to work. Let's say it together. Well, I have to work. Well, I have to work. You can use the word well to buy some time to think. Well, I have to work. Great job. And then Anne quickly says, no, you don't. It's a bank holiday. So yay, that's great news, right? Thursday is a holiday. She uses the term bank holiday, which is an alternative term for public holiday. A holiday on which even the banks close. Ready to repeat? Come on, say it with me. No, you don't. No, you don't. It's a bank holiday. It's a bank holiday. No, you don't. It's a bank holiday. No, you don't. It's a bank holiday. Nice work. Lucas can't believe what he hears. So he says, it is? Oh, that's awesome. When you're surprised, it's common to ask a short question about it, like he did here. It is? Repeat. It is? It is? And he continues. He expresses his happiness by saying, oh, that's awesome. Repeat. That's awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's awesome. How could Lucas forget that a holiday's coming? I would never. Anyway, Anne makes an invitation. She says, I was thinking since we're not working, I'm going to the beach. Would you like to join me? Okay, let's say this part. Repeat after me. I was thinking. I was thinking since we're not working. Since we're not working, since is being used here as a way to introduce a reason or cause. Say it again. Since we're not working, I'm going to the beach. I'm going to the beach. Since we're not working, I'm going to the beach. And finally, her actual invitation. Repeat. Would you like to join me? Would you like to join me? Would you like to join me? I'm going to the beach. Would you like to join me? One last time. I'm going to the beach. Would you like to join me? Awesome work. Are you ready for our last sentence? Lucas finishes the conversation with, "Yeah, I'd love to." Here, we have an abbreviation of I would, which is I'd. Repeat after me. I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love to. Amazing work. And we're done. It's time to listen to the dialogue one last time. Listen up.
Hey, Anne, how's it going?
Hey, Lucas, I'm pretty good. Do you have any plans for Thursday?
Well, I have to work.
No, you don't. It's a bank holiday.
It is? Oh, that's awesome.
I was thinking, since we're not working, I'm going to the beach. Would you like to join me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, was the dialogue easier to understand this time? Nice work reaching the end of this episode. I really recommend that you read the whole dialogue and take a look at the extra content on our portal, fluencytv.com, okay? Guys, remember you can also download MemHack. This is an amazing app to help you memorize the words and sentences that we learned here in today's episode. MemHack is an app that uses SRS, Spaced Repetition System, to help you fix content so that you don't forget everything within days after you study. Go ahead, download the app and add this deck of cards to practice even more. And that's it for this episode. Thanks again for joining me. You're awesome. I hope you have a lovely week. See you next time. Bye.